Hello. I hope the audio and everything is okay. Thank you for joining today. And today also we are doing it through Slobs, and I'm quite liking it, in fact. So before I start, let me just tell people that this live stream happens on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. and Saturdays at 8 p.m. And we talk about atheism, Indian culture, contemporary Indian politics, and other attendant issues. But we sometimes also talk about fun stuff. In fact, we talk about fun stuff a lot. In every episode, there is someone who brings up some movie or something. Most recently, we were talking about that blockbuster movie known as Adipurush. But the reason today's live stream has that thumbnail, which is an AI image of me, because I don't think I could have used any other king as an example, because it's not only about what is in our past, but also about how we think about it and how often historical narratives become lucrative because we are parts of it. I talked about it a little bit yesterday, but today I think we can talk about it more. So I will remind people that if you want to support this channel, you can do so by clicking the join button below or sending super chats or going to my blog at vimo.stck.me and making a one-time donation. And if you do that, I'll be grateful, and you'll be supporting my bad habit of running this channel, buying books, buying software, and paying electricity bill and water bill and all that. So thank you in advance for all of that. And there are so many people in the comment already. I'm still getting used to this new interface. It's quite lovely, but I'm still getting used to the new interface. Comments. Before we get into the topic, let's just talk about some stuff. Be Active says, damn, Vimo, full on Bengali, Babu. Arey, main Bengali nahi hu, bhai. I'm Odia. Ankit says, Bodhi Vimo. Abhi says, is there a Discord for Vimo fans or atheist Indians? I'm sure there are Discord servers for atheist. Okay. I should reduce the volume of this a little bit, but it's okay. Move 78, thank you for becoming a member. I see the notifications are working, so that's nice. I used to have a Discord server. In fact, I used to have two Discord servers, both of which I have deleted. And the reason behind that is it was incredibly difficult to manage. I know some people have pointed out in the chat that I can always get mods, but I have very exacting standards about what kind of talk I want to allow there and what kind of talk I don't want to normalize there. And it's very difficult to find more. Like, sometimes you'll find people who are like super eager to be mods, and then you're suspicious, like, isko itna zyada mod kyun banna hai? And then 2 days later, you find out that they have really weird views about, you know, several very important issues. So I want to moderate it myself. I have this, you know, I'm anal about doing everything myself. I want to moderate it myself, and I don't have time. I run this channel, I run my main channel, I have a Hindi channel which I abandon for months on end. I, for some reason, have started a gaming channel. I have an Instagram for which I read news and make posts, although I have kind of been slacking on that front. But the reason I am not able to have a Discord server for the most part has to do with that it takes a lot of work and I simply don't have the time. Maybe that will change sometime in the future. Maybe this channel will become big enough that I can hire people to do things or, you know, have a team. But I don't right now. Right now, it's all just me. So that's why there is no Discord server. Arjun says, hi Vimo, this is my first comment on the channel. Really appreciate your videos, brother. Love from Kerala. Thank you, Arjun. Rajendran, much appreciated and much love to Kerala. Kerala is that state where I keep telling people that if I was not, like, if this is a fun answer, fun question, by the way, if, like, you're from a state in India, I'm presuming, if you were not from that state and you had the freedom to choose what state you're going to be from, then which state would you choose? I would choose Kerala, I think. I'm pretty sure I would choose Kerala. It's coastal, good food, nice people, which is kind of sort of like, you know, my state. So the sarcastic skeptic says, hey, Vimo, drink water. Sarcastic skeptic, you'll be happy to know that I did drink water when I was preparing for the live stream. So, and there isn't much water left, by the way. Pseudo-liberal says, Uttam, he can get more. Okay, yes, sab Discord server ke baare mein baat kar rahe hain. Dragoon says, wow, that thumbnail looks great. What is the inspiration? Yeah, the inspiration is the idea that when we think of history, we think of ourselves as part of it or connected to it. Like I pointed out yesterday, right? A film like Star Wars is a fantasy story. Ramayana may also be seen as a story. But the reason Ramayana has greater hold on people is because people think they're characters in the Ramayana, like they're descendants of the characters who were in that story. So today's topic, in general, I just want you guys to think about this topic. What is our relationship with the past? To what extent does it matter that history is based on true events? And to what extent is it acceptable that history is confused with mythology? And leave your answers in the chat, I'll read and we'll talk. Say something untasteful to check mods. Say something untasteful to check how? What? I don't understand. Like, I should be mean to mods in order to establish whether or not they deserve to be mods? Is that what you're saying? What do you think makes Delaney so great? Samuel Delaney was... A lot of people are still under the impression that Samuel Delaney is a writer, a writer of science fiction from the golden age of science fiction. He was a contemporary of Isaac Asimov and Arthur C. Clarke. And a lot of people to this day think that he was white. He was not. He was a black man. And he was a homosexual man. And he was writing at a time where science fiction was not, to use a term that is sometimes used pejoratively by many people, woke. And Samuel L. Delaney's work stands out because of this reason, because his work was informed by social awareness that many writers of his time did not have. To this day, we have something in science fiction called, white futurism, where people imagine scientific futures, and all those futures have are robot servants and flying cars. The thing to remember about white futurism is that when people imagine the future, they usually imagine things that we don't have right now. So when people with privilege imagine the future, they're thinking, wow, it'll be nice to have this tech and that cool gadget and stuff. And people who don't have rights are like, you know what? It'll be nice to have rights in the future. It'll be nice to be treated like human beings in the future. So a lot of contemporary science fiction, which is coming from writers of color, actually focuses on that matter. And a lot of science fiction from the so-called golden age of science fiction was just white futurism. It was about, robots and flying cars and space battles and stuff. There is a whole lot to say about that, but I don't want to make an entire thing out of it. We're talking about history, not the future. The future doesn't matter. Did you not know? Apoorv says, just saw the podcast. You were same dress. Which podcast? Oh, it has released, kya? Okay. Taksh says, hi Vimo. Facty says, stand up. Stand up? Simple Guy says, hello Vimo, nice shirt. Thank you. It's one of my favorite shirts. Somnath says, Vimo, you are doing late jihad. Oh, yeah. Mas, theek, 8 baje live aya. Kahe ka late? Somnath says, one full minute late jihad. Nahi, main 8 baje le aya tha. 8 baje ke 1 minute pe nahi aya. Ya, meri ghadi thodi piche chal rahi hai shayad. Joyboy says, what's with the thumbnails lately? I'm willing to believe Vimo is psychologically making us followers and be our god. Barnali, thank you for the 60 rupees super chat. Much appreciated. I love the notification system, man. This way, the notification appears on screen even if I don't have time to acknowledge it. And I don't have to scroll. Taksh says, I met a person who is at a very high position in RSS. He said, your parents can do nothing but pray. LOL. When he heard about me being skeptical about religion. Like, what did you expect? I'm sure RSS has skeptics and atheists. That, as I keep saying, that has got nothing to do with the fact that it is possible to be skeptical, atheistic, even highly educated, and still be a bigot. Sarcastic Skeptic says, tips for fiction writers and also philosophy writers. What's a philosophy writer? Do you mean philosopher? Because not all philosophers write. Sometimes philosophers just speak. Tips for writers, I don't know what area you want tips in. Just ask a specific question and I'll be happy to answer. Abhinav Sarma says, is Kali Yug real? Well, if you go by the time scales of the four ages according to so-called Hindu cosmology, it just does not compute in human terms, because it says that there are four ages, Satyug, Krit Yug, Treta Yug, Dwapar Yug and Kali Yug, right? Krit is supposed to be full of virtue, Treta is supposed to be slightly less virtue, Dwapar is supposed to be even less virtue, and Kali Yuga is supposed to be the ultimate age of corruption, and we are supposed to be existing in the age of corruption. But if you look at the stories that are told, two things stand out. One, there are human beings in every age. And that is simply not true. These ages appear to exist for lakhs of years. Lakhs of years, right? And people have the same level of technology in the first age, the second age, the third age. There is no technological advancement, even though modern Hindus keep trying to talk about how advanced our technology was. There is no mention of technological advancement or the way things were done or high-level machine making or even scientific research. It's just kings, queens, demons, kings, queens, demons, kings, queens, demons, invasion, kings, queens, demons. It goes on and on and on. Secondly, first of all, like, you can't have human beings on Earth lakhs or crores of years ago, because human beings as we know them now are a very recent development in evolutionary terms. Secondly, if you look at these stories about the first age, second age, third age, fourth age, you will also find that there is no lack of corruption in those ages. Bad things still happened. Terrible things still happened. Terrible things happen now. Terrible things happened in the age of the Mahabharata. Terrible things happened in the age of the Ramayana. What is it that makes this age more corrupt? It's a fantasy story. There is no basis to think that the four ages theory is correct, that Kali Yuga is real, or that we are living in it. Dragoon says, I used to be disinterested traveling, but I just got a new bike. This has somehow brought me a big interest in traveling. Great. I hope you have fun. Facti says, the only thing history can do is to... Finally, we get to the topic. Facti says, the only thing history can do is to learn about the mistakes that we did and reform from this. I think history may have more utilities, but yes, that is a good thing that history does. Nitin says, your views on Aryan migration theory. My views on Aryan migration theory. I think Aryans came into India from outside at some point, and that's the theory, right? What other views do you want? Aryan invasion is nonsense, and nobody actually believes it. The only people who keep harping on about Aryan invasion are people who want to imply that history is being hidden from us. It is not. Most mainstream historians gave up the idea of Aryan invasion theory a long time ago. The only people obsessed with it right now are right-wingers who want to say that we are being lied to and all that. So Aryan migration most probably happened according to our best understanding of history right now. Aryan invasion, not so much. Pseudo-liberal says, we have a tendency to deny certain historic things which go against our views. The Aryan migration theory, for example. Also, can you explain that for us? I am not an expert in the Aryan migration theory. The best my understanding goes to is that the populations, the genetic markers that define the populations that inhabit the Indian subcontinent right now, at some point of time came into India. That's the crux of it. If you want to know more, read a history book. Don't ask random live streamers or even channels with the word history in their name unless they're actual historians. Shah says, Puranas are used as historical resource by academic historians along with Buddhist and Jain scriptures. Yes, but not literally, right? No historian of repute will pick up a Puran or a Ved and says the literal incident written in this is what is history. Religious texts are often used as historical resources, but only to the extent that they were written by human beings at a certain point of time in the past. It tells us about the prevalent cultural practices of that age. It tells us about the religious tales or religious practices of that age. And it tells us about certain linguistic, markers. For example, a lot of right-wingers are fond of saying that the Indus Valley civilization was Vedic or, Indian or in some way. There is no basis for it, absolutely no basis for it, because there is no Sanskrit. Now, unless someone is willing to say that Sanskrit is a later appearance on the screen, on the scene, there is no way to support the idea that Indus Valley civilization is Hindu in any way. It seems to be proto-Indian, I suppose. Again, that may be the wrong term to use. But there is no reason to think that what we define as Hindu or Vedic or, Indian, Indic culture right now had any part to play in the Indus Valley civilization. Abhay says, a 17-year-old atheist who doesn't have much political knowledge, how can he differentiate a bullshit source of information from an authentic one? How to spot those red flags? Read. read more history books by actual historians in order to build an understanding. And when you come across resources that seem to be lying to you, compare them to actual sources, primary sources, reputed books written by reputed historians. Because, listen, history is not science, right? I'm not saying that you're going to find evidence for every single thing. But there is a concerted attempt by scholars all over the world to create some kind of unified historical narrative of planet Earth, where if someone says something about India, then that thing will not contradict something that other historians are saying about another part of the Earth at the same time. Sure, they don't get everything right all the time, but for the most part, it is kind of sort of matching with each other. So become aware of the larger historical narrative. And Metagalaxy Infinity, thank you for the 100 rupee super chat. He says, volume is less than usual. Yeah, but is it unclear? Are you having any problems listening? The reason you think volume is lower than usual is because previously I was using StreamYard, and StreamYard used to artificially boost the audio a little. This is my actual mic volume. And I think clarity-wise, this is not a problem because it's not, you know, it's understandable, right? If you are having problems, increase the volume. I deliberately kept my volume to, you know, manageable level so that nobody's headphone peaks or something. Laksha says, Namaste. Hi, Laksha. Dragoon says, apparently it was Romila Thapar who contributed to debunking of Aryan invasion theory. Yes. Bhaskar Maiti, thank you for the subscription. Oh, subscription ka bhi notification aata hai. Cool. Thank you for the subscription, Bhaskar. Yes. And I remember when Romila Thapar wrote about the Aryan migration theory, a lot of right-wingers were like, ha, 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 ye log finally maan gaye, jaise tum log ne roka tha isko. Jaise right-wingers ne jake Romila Thapar ko bola tha ki Aryan invasion theory ke baare mein baat karna band karo. Historians do their own work. There are people outside of that circle who want to take credit for writing the true history of India. And they have nothing to contribute there. Arjya says, I think Garuda is more like dinosaur than Jatayu, but both of them are relatives also. There is nothing dinosaurian about Garuda. Garuda is a feathered, Garuda's depictions show him as being feathered. And, oh yeah, actually dinosaurs were reptiles, but they did have feathers. So, I don't know. Sai Deepak says, our history books did not lie to us. We just slept in class. Exactly. And many of us did not sleep in class. The people who slept in class, the people who thought that humanities subjects were not mark fetching, they paid attention to other subjects. They did well in those subjects. They built careers for themselves in those subjects. And then suddenly the internet appeared out of nowhere and a culture of content creation came into being. Now, they can't create content about chemistry and get millions of subscribers. So what do? They use their Lucas Joseph, thank you for subscribing. They don't create content about their area of expertise. They try to go into the area of expertise of historians and sociologists and writers and authors and historians, because that is where the internet money is. That's why you find a lot of engineers making content about history. You find a lot of doctors making content about sociology and issues like that. Anand Ranganathan ka ek ajeeb-o-gareeb video aaya tha jisko aaj News Laundry ne debunk kiya hai. It was hilarious. Please go watch it. It's on the Tippani show. Please go watch it. The general impulse among this category of people is that history to koi bhi kar sakta. You've heard this before, right? If you're an art student, you've heard this from so many people. Arts ke liye thodi expertise lagta hai, koi bhi kar sakta hai. So koi bhi kar raha hai aur kya? If you are interested in humanities subjects, read scholarly books by experts in those subjects. That's it. Arja says, Khushi says, Vimo, why do you think people often conflate mythology with history? That is, Ramayana was our history, not mythology. Stories have power in their own right. They don't have to be real to have value. Yeah, that's true. And the reason people conflate history with mythology is that they think literature does not have value. Again, I will go back to the previous thesis that I just presented. The people who were told that humanities subjects are terrible, किससे कहानियों में क्या रखा है, दे एंड बाई एक्सटेंशन अ लार्ज पार्ट ऑफ आवर मॉडर्न एजुकेटेड पॉपुलेशन ग्रू अप टू हैव अ डिस्डेन फॉर द आर्ट्स. दे लुक डाउन अपॉन लिटरेचर, दे लुक डाउन अपॉन सोशियोलॉजी, हिस्ट्री एट्सेट्रा. दे हैव दिस नोशन दैट रियलिटी is they have this notion that imagination is less important than reality. So it is no wonder that when they encounter a work of literature that is crucial to the growth of the subcontinent, like a mythological text like Ramayana or the Mahabharata, they are unable to accept it as a story because of their education, right? Kisse kahaniyon mein kya rakha hai? They want to give it value, but they can't give it value because if they are only to think of it as a story. So what do? They try to find literal meanings of it. They try to find, hey, ye actually hua tha. Aur pata hai, wo mandir ke andar se radioactive waves nikal rahi hain. Aur pata hai, ye mercury dalne pe ye mandir spaceship ban jata. They try to turn everything into physical, actual reality, even when there is no evidence for it. The mature approach to mythology would be to say, it's great literature. Let us appreciate it for what it is. Let us appreciate it for the things that it tells us about our culture, our history, our past, and the people and how we thought and how we grew into what we are right now. But no, ye unse nahi hoga because their education has ruined them. Or rather, not ruined them, caused them to think in problematic ways, I suppose. Arja says, Barnali, if I am not wrong, Carl Sagan praised something about that which those right wingers present in favor of their arguments. Carl Sagan did not present it. Carl Sagan, in his there is this show called Cosmos, hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson. Uska jo pehla version tha was hosted by Carl Sagan. In that episode, there is an episode where Carl Sagan comes to India, and he says, Raghunath Ramdasan, thank you for the $1.99 super chat. Much appreciated. As you can see, Picard is dancing. So in that episode, Carl Sagan came to India and he said the Hindu religion is the only one where the time scales correspond, no doubt by accident. Uttam, thank you for subscribing. Carl Sagan said that the Hindu religion is the only one where the time scales correspond, no doubt by accident. This is important. This no doubt by accident is the part that they always leave out. He said, the Hindu religion is the only religion where the time scales correspond, no doubt by accident, with the time scales of modern cosmology. So what they do is that they take that quote, they remove the no doubt by accident, and they say, Carl Sagan said Hindus ko sab kuch pata tha. And it's very disingenuous. Move 78, thank you for donating 500 rupees through Super Chat. He says, how do you manage to stay informed? Hold on, let me... How do you manage to stay informed about what is happening in the world without getting overwhelmed by all the negativity? And do you think sometimes being ignorant about certain things can actually make a person happier? I do think ignorance can make you happier. However, ignorance is not always an option for people who like to be informed. Sometimes when you go out looking for information, you're going to find stuff that is going to make you unhappy. And there is very little you can do about that unhappiness. Life sucks. Plenty of people... The way I deal with it primarily is sometimes I take breaks. Sometimes I deliberately disengage from what is happening. And sometimes, Somnath, thank you for the 200 rupees super chat. I'll get to your comment. Let me answer this first. This notification system is a little weird. I have to like constantly take breaks between sentences. Yeah. The other method that I employ is that I remind myself that, sure, I'm feeling bad, but what about the person to whom this actually happened? They're feeling much worse, right? So my problems are very bad from my perspective, but still they're kind of first world problems when compared to the agony, the ignominy, and the terrible fates that many people have to suffer because of oppressive systems. So that kind of helps out. It like mujhe, there are things that I can say or do to help people. And there are some things that they can't do that I can do. I can communicate these ideas, etc. And I think one of the most important things we need in India right now is people who talk about the things that need to be talked about. This is why I'm such a huge fan of what Sciences Dope is doing. Show me another science education channel. There are few, right? There is Sciences Dope, there is Krish Ashok, there is Rationable, there is Pale Blue Thoughts, at least in English. And then there are a lot of people in Hindi also doing it. But even if you take all these people and combine them and take their number together, the number of people who are just plain lying for money is astoundingly large by comparison. So I tell myself that what I'm doing needs to be done and it has value. And if we don't do it, like it's like Frodo, this ring was given to you, Frodo. If you don't do it, no one will. We are the Frodo. हमारे गले में ये रिंग लटकी हुई है और हमको जाना है माउंट डूम तक इसको लेके. राइट, द नेक्स्ट कमेंट वाज, द नेक्स्ट सुपर चैट वाज बाय सोमनाथ. इट्स रियली अ बिग पजल, द सेम वेल एजुकेटेड पीपल हु डोंट नो डैम अबाउट हिस्ट्री ऑल्सो डजंट नो हाउ साइंस वर्क्स, लोएस्ट साइंटिफिक टेम्परमेंट थ्रू दो इंजीनियर और डॉक्टर. या एंड दैट इज अ फॉल्ट इन आवर एजुकेशन सिस्टम. राइट, हम लोग एजुकेशन सिस्टम में जो लोग साइंस में जाते हैं एजुकेशन सिस्टम में, वो कई बार इस वजह से नहीं जाते क्योंकि उनको साइंस अच्छा लगता है. वो इसलिए जाते हैं क्योंकि साइंस की वजह से एम्प्लॉयमेंट अपॉर्चुनिटीज बढ़ी होती हैं. राइट, सो यू व्हाट यू हैव इज अ क्रेजी मिक्स. यू हैव अ पर्सन हु हैज़ अ डिग्री इन साइंस एंड डजंट रियली नो दैट मच साइंस बिकॉज आवर एजुकेशन सिस्टम सक्स. आवर इंजीनियरिंग कॉलेजेस आर नोटोरियस फॉर क्रिएटिंग hordes of engineers with terrible communication skills, even though they are well trained perhaps, and the lack of communication skill prevent them from having good prospects in professional circles. And because that happens, because they get treated like, you know, slaves, they leave and they decide to start creating content, and they can't create content because the topics that sell most are topics that they abandoned in schools, the topics that their parents and their teachers told them were not mark fetching. So we are in this crazy situation. Mayank Todi donated 100 rupees. Thank you, Mayank. Was there a message? No. Thank you, Mayank, for the 100 rupees. Much appreciated. Shiryasha says, I would say Hindu scriptures were the most imaginative compared to all other mainstream religions. Even older, they were able to land a lot of stuff which could be a flu. Oh, yeah, definitely. If you compare the stories in the our mythological epics, in Hindu mythological epics, to the stories in the Bible, then there is literally no comparison. Imaginatively, way ahead. I love to think that we are a culture of science fiction writers. Sometimes when I'm feeling generous, at other times I read those stories and I'm like, ye kya likh ke diya hai. Again, I would recommend going and watching the Tippani episode of News Laundry that came out today or yesterday. It had to do with the terrible books that have been published by Geeta Press. Really horrible stuff. Really horrible stuff. So imagination-wise, sure, a lot of good stuff, but also quite terrible. Surya thinks, I think with temples, they are taking the concept of vibes out of proportion. What is the concept of vibes? Like vibrations? What is that? What does that even mean? Somebody left a comment on the main channel today. You don't know anything about the positive and negative energy and its effect on moral life, right? It is science. I said, please feel free to come on my live stream and explain to me what is scientific about it. Arja says, I don't remember what he mentioned, but I have seen some of those right-wingers are using them to promote this superiority of Vedas. Thanks for correcting me. Yeah, they're lying. They're taking a quote by him, removing a very important part of it and just saying, see, he said nice things about Hinduism. He said it's a coincidence. I requested Sciences Dope to have t-shirts that simply have the phrase, no doubt by coincidence, no doubt by accident, right? Because that's the part they forget from Carl Sagan. Fact, he says, I was so active in all my classes, but arts teachers did not care about learning. It was just about the exam. Yeah, so you have an education system that is solely focused on making people employable. This education system discriminates against humanities subjects, because of which people go into science subjects. And because humanities subjects and communication skills are not taught, these people then become terrible employees and they leave their jobs and they come back to the arts. And turns out even the arts education was not well done because arts teachers were thinking, kisko padhiye? As it's not like people rely on this subject a lot. It's a vicious circle jerk. Satvik says, hey Vimo, what are your thoughts on Abhijit Chawda? He keeps blaming the British for all defects inherent in Hinduism. He claims that they have changed the narrative and hate our own culture. That's obviously bullshit. If you talk to a lot of Dalit, Bahujan, Adivasi activists, you will find them saying, if the British had not come, a whole lot of social progress would not have happened. Now, this is not to say that the British were overall a good influence on India. They were not. They did terrible things. But to blame them for something like the caste system, which is mentioned in the Vedas and the Bhagavad Gita, is just weird. Did the British write the Bhagavad Gita? Was Krishna British? That's just bizarre. Jesu 20 says, many species of humans have gone extinct, but their DNA is still observed in cannibals. Metagalaxy, thank you for the 40 rupee. Culture of religious fiction. Culture of religious fiction, I don't know what that means. But thank you for the 40 rupees. Many species of humans have gone extinct, but their DNA is still observed in cannibals. No, their DNA is observed only in cannibals? I did not know about that. I don't even know if that is true. Their DNA is found in many humans. Cannibalism, I don't know what that has to do with it. Archived Knowledge says, hello, hello, Archived Knowledge. Sarcastic Skeptic says, do you think atheism has equally been a part of humanity as much as religion and God have? Oh, yeah. The thing about religion, the thing that kept religion alive was the fact that it frequently turns into organized religion. And atheism often remains very individualistic. A whole lot of people will be claiming something and atheists will be like, I don't think there is any reason to think that that is true. So we have always had skeptics, materialists, atheists, but they did not turn into an organized body. Stanley says, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Bernali says, yes, right-wingers are masters of encashing Western scientists of praising all and everything written in Vedas or in the religious scriptures. Better World says, Americans are increasingly getting anti-leftist, especially... kahan gaya? Where did it go? Americans are increasingly getting anti-leftist, especially towards the issues of LGBTQ++ and feminism. Supporters are often trolled as woke, NPC. Unfortunately, atheists are targeted also. I think, yeah, it kind of sums up a lot of stuff. But it is also true that in America, there is a whole host of young people who are increasingly getting oriented towards socialist thought, who are anti-capitalist, anti-fascist, pro-LGBTQ, and pro- diversity. So that is also happening. It may be happening on a smaller scale, but it is happening. And I hope that when these children grow up to be important parts of the system, we will see more widespread adoption of social justice values. At least there. Yahan ka pata nahi kab aayega. Richie, thank you for the 220 rupees through Super Chat. Thank you for the double exodus. A double exodus for the Woke Sabha that is in session. Thank you, Richie. Much appreciated. Arja says, he also mentioned about Rock of Arabian mythology. He used to respect each and every religion, but just because he made films on dogma of Hinduism, he became anti-Hindu. What? Who are you talking about? The idea of Garuda correlating to dinosaurs came from Satyajit Ray's Adventures of Professor Shanku. Huh. So Satyajit Ray could not possibly have foreseen that his work would be used in this way, right? FU Religion says... Oh, wait, you mean he made films on dogmas of Hinduism, he became anti-Hindu. Yeah, got it. I was misreading it. If your religion says, how can I beat my teacher who is forcing me to take tuition? Why do you want to beat your teacher? Don't beat anyone, just don't take tuitions. Like, how are they forcing you to take tuitions? Are they physically dragging you to tuitions? Just say no. And if they force you, you can always complain to your parents. In Science We Trust says, I think in India, people who know about scientific method are negligible. No, that is not true. Here's the thing. If you had talked to me 10 years ago and asked me about, how much of a chance there is of evolution denialism becoming part of Indian culture, I would have said, not much. Because no matter how superstitious Indians become, they also are people who want a good future for their children. So they will not... let their children fall into the trap of superstition, especially when it comes to education. These days, I'm not so sure because there has been a serious decline in mental caliber of Indians, and this has been made possible by widespread adoption of misinformation and widespread encouragement of misinformation by people in power. I hope that we can turn around. I hope we can turn this around and get back to a place or even go forward into a place where we are at a better place than we were 10 years ago, where actual scientific understanding, scientific literacy is more of a thing than it is now or was before 2014. Arja says, yes, I'm not saying Garuda is a dinosaur. Kahan gaya? I'm not saying Garuda is a dinosaur. I meant some correlations between them. Satyajit Ray used that idea in a fictional story, not to support it without evidence. Yeah. So it's a fictional story. Sarcastic skeptic says, do you think the Vedic age ever existed? It would depend on what you mean by the Vedic age. If you mean the age when the Vedas were written, I suppose they did because the Vedas exist. But the Vedic age as defined in the Vedas were lakhs and crores of years ago. There were humans walking and talking on earth. No, I don't think so. Sumana says, so one of the VPs I know bought a pen for $20,000. It's his hobby, apparently. People go crazy once they have a lot of money. Yeah. No, actually, I think the more sensible position on that I have found is that when people have money, you really find out what they are like. So if someone is a spendthrift, someone is careless or callous with money, and they do something like this, then you know that even without money, they are a careless and callous person. Money simply brings it out into public. Vinod says, which age is better, Ice Age or Stone Age? Considering we were alive in the Stone Age and not in the Ice Age, at least from the human point of view, if you want to travel back in time, don't go to the Ice Age, you will just die. If you go back to the Stone Age, you will still die, but it will not be because of the ice. What question? Vinod, kahan se question late hai bhai? Snihu Takming. I don't know what that name is and how to pronounce it. So I will not try. Hey, I have been watching your channel for a few weeks. It is my first live. Why scientific revolution happened in Europe and not anywhere else in the world? I think the right phrase to use would be the industrial revolution. It happened because, I don't know why the industrial revolution happened in Europe. I think there is a reason. I think there have been things written about it, but I don't want to comment on it without reading much, and I don't really have a full handle on this thing. What we do know is that the Industrial Revolution happened, and that I think one reason behind the Industrial Revolution happening would be that they had plentiful resources because they had colonized large parts of the earth, and those resources were feeding their industrial hunger for, you know, more comfort in life. And because we were being looted, we did not have an industrial revolution, because jab aadmi apne azadi ke liye lad raha hota hai to wo kahan invention karega koi. Shri Asha says, are Vimo, question about Gandhi's statement on Hindus turning on the other cheek even if Muslims get violent. It was mentioned in Tippani, but I don't find Atul's rebuttal strong enough. Thoughts? Even I don't. I think that episode is great for the Gita press parts and about the parts where, you know, Ranga is shown to be a Gidad. But Atul's rebuttal was not that Gandhi had not said it. He said that Gandhi was a very different person in the latter part of his life than he was in the former part of his life. And I think that kind of appreciation of a historical figure is healthy, because I'm not of the opinion that Gandhi is a god, right? So, like he is to some people, I think he was a human being. He made mistakes in his life. He said several terrible things, and then he changed his mind about them. And that, I believe, can be appreciated. My litmus test for Gandhi criticism is that if Gandhi criticism comes from Dalit, Bahujan, Adivasi quarters, it is valid, because he did say plenty of casteist things which propagated into society. And even if he did change his mind about it, it was probably too late. But if Gandhi criticism comes from a Godse Bhakt, then it is nonsense and I'm not going to listen to it, which is what Ranga apparently has become. Satvik Prabhu says, it becomes hard for common people, for us who do not have enough time to research, to not believe in someone. It becomes hard for common people, for us who do not have enough time to research, to not believe someone like Abhijit Chawda, who presents himself as a well-read historian. Is he a well-read historian, though? That is what you should focus on. Because otherwise, your position is that somebody said something and I have to believe him now. Thoda critical thought apply karo, thoda skepticism apply karo, thoda, you know, research karo, look at what other people are saying about that person. That's all I can say. Pepe says, hi sir, thanks for reading my point. I noticed you said I was missing a point. I was wondering what it was. Pepe, it is the same point I said in yesterday's video. Other people pointed it out in writing. you appear to be stuck in that point and you keep repeating it. You keep rewriting the same comment over and over and over again. My request to you is come on Saturday. I will talk to you face to face and I will explain things to you. If you don't want to come, that's also all right. Just stop repeatedly saying the same thing in the comments. Richie, okay, already saw that. Sameep Sain says, hey, did you read Sapiens? Seen too much hype but bored to read as of now. I have read Sapiens and it's a good book. You can read it. Arja says, yes, according to him, Ashoka was a tyrant and he was projected to show that Buddhism is better than Hinduism. Ashok was a tyrant before he became Buddha. Before he became Buddhist. And after he became Buddhist, he decided to spread his influence using Buddhism. So, yeah. And to say that Ashok was a tyrant and to say that Mughals were tyrants and then to suddenly give a clean chit to every single non-Mughal, non-Buddhist emperor whoever existed in India is just bizarre to me. It shows that people are, at least these right-wingers are talking about history in a very, in a very motivated manner, which is unhealthy for objective study of history. Simple Guy, thank you for being a member. Simple Guy says, in the US, atheists are mostly men and relatively young according to the 2014 Religious Landscape Study. Okay, I have not seen that study, but it doesn't seem impossible. Arja says, yes, according to... Okay, already said that. MG says, are you aware of cosmic radiation or cosmic energy? Sounds like they're pseudoscientific. No, cosmic radiation is a thing. In fact, cosmic radiation is said to be one of the reasons behind random genetic mutation. Like, we are always being bombarded by cosmic radiation. There has been research for quite some time. I believe I saw an episode of Cosmos, the one hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson, where a certain scientist took himself up in the air in a balloon and did experiments high in the atmosphere, and that is how we know about cosmic radiation. But I don't know what you mean by cosmic energy. I don't know what that means. That seems to be pseudoscientific, but cosmic radiation is a thing. Meta Galaxy, thank you for the 100 rupee super chat. Vimo, aren't the Vedas written during Mughal and English regimes? Yeah, so here's the thing. If you talk to many Hindus, they will say the Vedas are timeless, but they were pushed forward in time by oral tradition, as in people taught people to memorize them, and those people taught other people to memorize them, and those people taught other people to memorize them, and so on it went. They will say that, sure, the Vedas may have been written in non-prehistoric times, but they were older than that. And the problem with that, there is no way to substantiate it. How do you go back in time and check if oral record was happening without traveling back in time? I think if time travel ever gets invented, a good use of it would be traveling back in time and checking a whole lot of claims that one cannot find tangible evidence for. Harsh Gedda, I don't think this notification came on screen, but thank you for the $199 super chat. Better World says, are we to expect a renaissance in India soon? LOL. Well, it depends on what a renaissance is. I believe every election is a renaissance. Jesu says, Garuda was a true hero who gained his mother's freedom by defeating the so-called gods. By the way, in Star Trek, the Vulcans are the logical ones and the Klingons are the emotional ones. But the curious thing is, Vulcans have gods and Klingons don't. So this whole thing about atheism being about logic and emotion making people religion, Star Trek stands kind of counter to that. The story of Klingons is that they had gods, but the gods were kind of dicks. So they killed their own gods and now they only worship heroes, which I think is tremendous. Like, if we thought of history as a lot of people bringing about social change, then it's definitely better than an itihas populated by gods. Dragoon says, this week, Draupadi Murmu, the president of India from a tribal community, was not allowed inside temple sanctum, while Ashwini Vaishnav, the railway minister, was allowed. Yeah, I saw that. And it's terrible. It shows this kind of news item should be saved in a folder and thrown in the face of anyone who says, "Arey, kahan hota hai caste waste? Gaon mein hota hai. Tumhare desh ke rashtrapati ke saath casteism ho raha hai. Tumko caste system nahi dikh raha hai." Ajeeb log hai. Ek second, thoda pani pi leta hu. डिजी ब्लॉसम से, सर आपकी वजह से मैं बहुत ही बड़ा डायलेमा को फेस कर रहे हूँ, समझ नहीं पा रही क्या करूँ, क्या है डायलेमा डिजी बताइए। अंकित सेज इंडस्ट्रियल रेवोल्यूशन हैपन्स बिकॉज ऑफ ब्लैक डेथ। ओके, आई एम श्योर देर आर थियरीज अबाउट इट बट आई एम नॉट वेरी वेल एजुकेटेड ऑन दैट। ड्रैगन से ओके ऑलरेडी रेड। पंजाब दिया मौजा से, सर आई एम फ्रॉम रक्सा ट्राइब, आवर एंसेस्टर्स मेड वीपीएन टेक्नोलॉजी टू वॉच डांस इन स्वर्ग। स्वर्ग का डांस देखने को वीपीएन क्यों चाहिए? तो छुप के देख रहे थे क्या? मतलब वहाँ पे स्वर्ग में कोई आईटी एडमिनिस्ट्रेटर है जो चेक कर रहा था कौन कौन सा आईपी एड्रेसेस लॉग्ड इन है हमारे लाइव स्ट्रीम पर, और तुम लोग वीपीएन से कर रहे थे ताकि उनको लगे कि तुम पृथ्वी से नहीं हो, किसी और लोक से हो। आई डोंट नो। क्षितिज सेज, हे विमो, हैव यू वॉच्ड एनी वीडियो फ्रॉम प्रतीक बोराडे? ही ओपनली डिनाइड कास्ट सिस्टम। नो आई हैव नॉट। आई एम प्रिटी श्योर देर आर पीपल ऑनलाइन हु डिनाई द कास्ट सिस्टम ऑल द टाइम। आई डोंट हैव टू लुक ऑन यूट्यूब टू फाइंड दीज पीपल, दे एग्जिस्ट इन रियल लाइफ, बट आई एम प्रिटी श्योर देर आर पीपल लाइक दैट। आई हैव नेवर हर्ड ऑफ दिस पर्सन प्रतीक एंड आई कैन नॉट देयर फॉर कॉमेंट ऑन एम। नितिन सेज, वाई टुडे इवन शूद्र हु आर मार्जिनलाइज इन वेदास आर सो रिलीजियस एंड लव दिस रिलीजन एंड मेनी टाइम कास्टेस टू। नितिन, वी टॉक यस्टरडे अबाउट हाउ सर्टन प्रैक्टिसेस दैट आर अंडरटेकन बाय द प्रिविलेज पीपल इन सोसाइटी आर गोइंग टू परकुलेट डाउन लोअर एंड द कास्ट सिस्टम इज अ सिस्टम ऑफ डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड डिस्क्रिमिनेशन एज पॉइंटेड आउट बाय डॉक्टर अम्बेडकर। इट्स नॉट लाइक सम पीपल कम एंड से वी आर सुपीरियर यू आर टेरेबल। इट्स मोर लाइक पीपल से वी आर सुपीरियर, you are inferior to us, but look at the good side, you are superior to those people, and then those people, hey, you are superior to those people, so it's hierarchical and everyone gets to be a bigot when it comes to caste. So the casteism initiated by Brahmins percolated down, and you will find casteism in many categories of society, even among people who are victims of it. The idea is to, agar tumhare sath operation ho raha hai, tumhare andar jo gussa jagega wo upar na ja paaye, वो नीचे जाए ताकि कास्ट सिस्टम कंटिन्यू हो सके। आर जैसे, दैट इज वाई सम फूल्स से दैट हिंदुइज्म स्प्रेड टू इजिप्ट एंड इजिप्शियन गॉड्स आर इंस्पायर्ड फ्रॉम हिंदू गॉड्स। देयर इज सिमिलैरिटी बट आई डोंट बिलीव एवरीथिंग इज इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय हिंदुइज्म लाइक दे क्लेम। नो इट इज नॉट। इंडस वैली सिविलाइजेशन इज क्वाइट ओल्ड बट द फर्स्ट सिटी इज उरुक इन आई बिलीव मेसोपोटामिया। बेटर वर्ल्ड सेज, प्लीज स्विच बैक टू स्ट्रीम एलिमेंट्स लाइव स्ट्रीम। आई वॉज नॉट यूजिंग स्ट्रीम एलिमेंट्स, आई वॉज यूजिंग स्ट्रीम यार्ड एंड आई लाइक दिस बिकॉज आई हैव नोटिस समथिंग क्यूरियस। मैं लाइव स्ट्रीम ख़त्म करता हूँ और उसके व्यूज़ धीरे धीरे बढ़ते हैं एंड दीज व्यूज़ गेट टू दी 1000 और समथिंग मार्क ओवर द कोर्स ऑफ 2 or 3 days। कल रात को जो लाइव स्ट्रीम किया था वो अभी 1000 के ऊपर है। I don't know if StreamYard has something to do with it. I don't know if it had something to do with the fact that stuff happening on screen now. But I think I'm going to continue this for some time and see. If this doesn't work after some time, then I'll definitely go back to StreamYard. But StreamYard costs me money and I'm trying to cut back on expenses. And if I can run things on my own desktop without much problem, then there is no reason to go back to StreamYard. The only thing I won't be able to do with this is have callers. So for that, I will continue to use StreamYard. The Saturday thing will continue to happen on StreamYard. But I will also be looking for ways in which I can, get callers on Streamlabs and do the live stream that way. So let's hope it works out. Because listen, I am serious about this live stream. I want to continue doing it for many years. One day it will end, obviously. But I want to continue to do it because I really enjoy it and I think it brings value to people. And I think that I am more of a live streamer than a video recorder. So I would rather invest in things that make it easier for me at a cheaper rate. I don't have a team. I'm not a huge company. I'm just one guy. And whatever money you guys are sending is coming directly to me and I'm using it to pay my bills and buy books. That's it. So I need to cut back costs also. Please understand. Simple Guy says, success in international trade created Britain's high wage, cheap energy economy, and it was the springboard for the Industrial Revolution. Yeah, so that's what I kind of said. Their Industrial Revolution was fueled by the money that they were stealing from countries like ours. Mm-hmm. Dragoon says, at the risk of sounding misogynist, oh, whenever someone says a sentence like this, it's always trouble. At the risk of sounding misogynist, religious women feel far more bigoted than religious men. Yeah, that is kind of misogynist. But I understand where you're coming from. The problem is not men or women. The problem is patriarchy. It is a system that favors men. It is a system that tells women that in order to become more powerful, they have to subscribe to the view that they have certain roles, certain gender roles that they need to fulfill. And when a woman who has ambitions finds no other way of rising in society except by regurgitating patriarchal nonsense, then that is what she does. Taranga is here. Hi, Taranga. Good historiography also acknowledges the historian's own limitations in terms of scope and sources available for research and will not claim their very specific work represents a whole truth. Yeah. You will find this among scientists and historians both, where there is significant amount of doubt. Like a scientist and a historian, when they're talking about their work, they will say, this is what it seems like. We can't be sure, but this is the best guess we have right now. The person who is not a historian will get emotional. ये सब सच है और ये सब छुपाया जा रहा है और ये सब वो लोग कर रहे हैं. That is when you need to become careful. The difference between a historian and a person pretending to be a historian, possibly with millions of subscribers on YouTube, is that the historian is largely not going to appeal to base emotions. This applies also in science, and I wanted to give an example. When there was this example of gravitational waves recently being discovered, right? I listened to the story of the scientist who discovered it. They got a signal and they said, machine mein kuch gadbad hoga, check karte hain. They checked, machine mein gadbad nahi tha. They said, dobara check karte hain, zyada check kiya. Teen bar check kiya, char bar check kiya. And then they were like, yeah, okay, machines are working. This is what it seems to be. Compare that to how religions work. Koi evidence nahi, koi system nahi, कोई मेथडोलॉजी नहीं. मन में आया, सच हो गया. और इंस्टेंटली, मतलब हो सकता है भगवान सच है नहीं, इंस्टेंटली 100% सच है. और जो सच नहीं मानता उसको मर जाना चाहिए. सो द रोल ऑफ डाउट इज अ गुड इंडिकेटर ऑफ हु यू कैन ट्रस्ट एंड हु यू कांट ट्रस्ट. थैंक यू तरंगा फॉर ब्रिंगिंग दैट इन टू द चैट. श्री आशा सेज द बिगेस्ट कॉन्फ्लिक्ट्स अबाउट महाभारत इज अ क्लेम दैट गणेश डिक्टेटिंग द श्लोका टू वेद व्यास हु रोट इट बट देन हिंदूज क्लेम दैट द कल्चर हैज ऑलवेज बिन ओरल. आई डोंट थिंक मेनी हिंदूज विल से दैट गणेश एक्चुअली डिक्टेटेड इट एक्सेप्ट लाइक देर आर लाइक यू नो वन यू से हिंदू इट्स नॉट एज इफ यू हैव अ क्लियर डेफिनेशन ऑफ वॉट अ हिंदू इज. सम पीपल विल बी लिटरलिस्ट विल से गणेश एग्जिस्टेड एंड हिज हेड वॉज ट्रांसप्लांटेड यूजिंग प्लास्टिक सर्जरी. Some people will say it's more metaphorical. These will be more liberal Hindus. And the spectrum of Hinduness is quite wide. Shiryasha says, we can surely say the Vedic age happened definitely after paper was invented. Oh, absolutely. If the Vedic age is to be defined as the age when the Vedas were invented, then some kind of paper-like substance must have existed. The oral part, again, hard to prove. Childhood indoctrination says communal history and pseudo history is the biggest weapon of Hindutva. It has done an irreversible damage. Yeah. Pseudo history. Not communal history. Just pseudo history. Brown Panic says, I heard a joke suggesting that black Christians do not have good memories. However, I believe this logic is also applied to the so-called lower caste people. Yeah. So, again, there is a bit of a spectrum there. There are atheists who are people of color who say that black Christians are worshipping a religion that fueled their slavery. And then there are people who are of the view that in times of great turmoil, Christianity gave them solace. Now, I believe that if someone is a black person in America, then that is a debate for them to have. It is not for me to say. I don't even have the right to talk about how many so-called lower caste people call themselves Hindu, because that is their business. I can talk about the broad strokes of, you know, how history got shaped by the narratives that have come to be known as religions. But when it comes to an individual defining himself as an atheist or a religious person, then I mostly leave it to the person themselves. And I'm very interested in talking to such people and understanding their perspective, but I don't want to give a broad strokes answer to a question as sensitive as that. Arja says, I know that Ashoka killed a large number of people, especially in Kalinga and some Mughal emperors, but their way of presentation in terms of religion is stupid, as Hindus are always noble. I don't think Ashoka called himself... Listen, people talk about Cholas and Pandyas as Hindu kings, right? Did they call themselves Hindu? The word Hindu is not in the Bhagavad Gita or the Vedas. So you have Ashoka, who adopted the way of Buddha. You have the Mughals, who come from Islamic tradition. And you have a whole host of Indian kings who had various different traditions of worship and ways of living. In modern times, I'm sure it is very useful for Hindutva proponents to claim that they all belong to our way of life, but that simply is not borne out by an objective reading of history. Taranga says, hey, Golu is here after ages. Hi, Golu, kahan hai Golu? Mujhe dekh nahi raha Golu. Golu, tu kahan hai? Mujhe Golu ke comment dekh kyun nahi raha. Golu is my nephew, by the way, in case anyone is wondering. He's an adorable baby. Or rather, he used to be an adorable baby. Now he's an adorable adult. I can't see Golu's comment. Okay, anyway. Facty says, why Hindu gods never been to other countries and why different geographical location have different gods? How do you think a theist would answer this? Hindu theist would say that they did. That the Aztecs worshipped Hindu gods. That Native Americans worshipped Hindu gods. That Egyptian... Abhi kuch din pahle ek reel dekha tha jis mein koi bol raha tha ki Egyptian gods were actually Hindu gods. There's this toxic nativist pride in India, which is quite demeaning to other cultures, by the way. If you went to Egypt and told an Egyptian person this, you think they will be happy about it? Sure, they may have their own irrational beliefs, but they won't be happy about it. But again, modern religions, including Christianity, by the way, there are Christians who say that Christianity is older than Hinduism, or that, the Param Brahma described in certain Hindu texts is actually the God of Abraham. So, everyone is trying to claim everyone else. It's a whole huge circus of low self-esteem, and we can just abandon it without second thought, because if they can't all be right, right? And it is much more likely that they're all wrong. Golu dekh gaya. Golu, thank you for the $2 super chat. Much appreciated. And you don't need to send super chat, baby. Brown Panic says, a Buddhist that killed people. Where did you read this? She's talking about Buddha. Simple guy. Shiryasha, Ashoka was always Buddhist king. The story we listen in movies are not true. History is different. Oh, okay. So yeah, you're talking about some alternate view of history that I am not aware of. So I will avoid it. Taranga says, you missed my first comment also about history and mythology and how to tell if someone is claiming to be a historian, is a historian or not. Then you missed Guru also. Yeah, I kind of did. I didn't die. Aaj bahut sare comment aa rahe. By the way, there are 91 people in the chat right now. And that's more than I have had probably in a long time. Mostly, hum log 70 ke aaspaas ruk jaate hain. But thank you, people. Let's see if we can get across 100 today. I'll be doing this for a little while more, even though we are at 1 hour, 3 minute mark. Or 10 minute kar leta hun. Adesh says, hi, Taranga. How are you doing? Okay. Adesh is Golu. Taranga says, I'm Okesh. Moved cities again. How about you, Golu? Childhood Indoctrination says, you should bring more and more like-minded people on your channel. Recently, Sanjay Rajora has started his own podcast. Haan, I want to talk to Sanjay Rajora, but I probably will be doing... Like, here's the thing. I like doing live stream conversations with people, but one of the things that gets in the way is that people come with their own agendas, and sometimes I get distracted by the questions in the chat. This happened during the Professor Dave episode. And I'm wondering if it's a better idea to just record an interview with someone and publish it on my main channel. But we'll see. Better World says, research about Constantine's delusion with Christian ideas. You could see how Christian ideas are so easy to stick. Easy to stick? I don't know. Easy to stick? I don't know what you mean by easy to stick. Surya says, Ashoka is said to have gone into converting people to Buddhism through aggressive means at times. Okay, maybe. But to the best of my knowledge, his way of propagating Buddhism can't be more violent than what he was doing previously, right? Which is just plain invasion. Fact, he says, it's definitely because of not streaming with StreamYard, they were not letting you go ahead. It is definitely because of not streaming with StreamYard, they were not letting you go ahead. What? I said that, I don't know, but I think you understood my point differently. Wrongly. Ruben says, should we hold Shankaracharya accountable for his casteist comments? Absolutely we should. Why would anyone be allowed to get away with casteist comments? Shankaracharya is not the Pope. Like Hinduism doesn't have a Pope. We don't have to listen to the Shankaracharya. Even though, you know, there is some kind of Hindu hierarchical order being built right now in political circles, there is no reason to think that if you're a Hindu, there is no reason to think that you have to obey certain Hindu religious leaders. You don't have to. You can be Hindu on your own. Taranga says, you will cross 100 only if enough people like the live stream. Huh. So if you have not liked the live stream yet, please like it and maybe more people will discover it. Taranga says, 90 people are here and only 12 likes. Are there only 12 likes? Anyway. Satvik says, Vimo, instead of live stream with atheist, you could try something like podcast. Satvik, this is a podcast also. I take the audio from this and publish this on Anchor and like Spotify. You can listen to this on Spotify or any podcast app of your choice. Just search for Vimo Live. Samuel says, can you make some videos debunking Christian stupidity sometime? Sure, I will. Maybe. But see, here's the thing. If you go to my channel, you will find videos talking about claims of God's existence and so-called evidence for God's existence. It applies to Christianity, it applies to Hinduism, it applies to Islam also. Why are people not looking at the arguments and saying, hey, this makes sense from every religious perspective? Tumko chahiye ki main specifically bolu ye Christians ke bare mein hai, ye Muslims ke bare mein. I try to point out the irrationality that pervades all of this across the board. But under every video, where I will be making a video about stupid claims about God's existence, which if you take and apply it, it applies to Islam, it applies to Christianity. But uske niche koi ullu ka patta comment karega, Islam ko kyun nahi bolte? Abbe ullu ke patte mein kya kar raha tha abhi? Matlab kya tumhare mansik standard itne low ho gaye hain ki unless I literally say, ye Islam ke bare mein hai, tumhare samajh mein nahi aayega. Agar tum us standard ke, tumhari baat nahi kar raha, us ullu ke patte ki baat kar raha hu. Agar tum us standard ke ho, to fir rehne do bhaiya, tum dekho mat, tumse na ho payega. The idea is to understand logical fallacies and irrational ways of justifying imaginary deities. And if you understand that, you can apply it to any religion. But nahi, inko thumbnail mein Islam bura hai likha hona chahiye. No wonder these idiots don't get anywhere. Satvik says, what opinions do you have about Acharya Prashant? I will say this for the 10,000th time. I think Acharya Prashant is just another guru figure or a Baba figure. I don't see any difference between him and others. There have been others before who have done this. If you are curious, by the way, go to Arpit Explains the channel and listen to his critique of Acharya Prashant. Also go to Human with Science and listen to their long-ass live stream on Acharya Prashant and how he deflects questions about caste. Shiryasha says, Vimo, please ye to batao, what faith did Ashoka follow before Buddhism? I have no idea. Meta Galaxy says, we are waiting to see live viewers touch 100 mark. Abhi 82 ho gaye, mujhe nahi lagta abhi upar jayega, but the live stream is about to end in any case. That's okay. Pranay says, basic question, what is the difference between someone calling themselves spiritual versus religious? The spiritual people who call themselves spiritual don't want to get called religious, so they are religious, but they just don't want the label, so they call themselves spiritual. That's it. That's my understanding of things for the most part. There may be an occasional person who defines spirituality in very different terms. The problem with the word spiritual is that there is no clear definition of it. So someone will say, mere liye pyaaz kaatna spiritual hai. To usko kya bol sakte ho tum? Like, if there was a clear definition of what spirituality means, we could have come to a conclusion. But we can't because there isn't. So, simple guy says, Shiryasha, you can also ask this to Science Journey. Better World says, by the way, it is okay that you continue with this new stream style. Only issue I had was that comments easily get skipped. No, I will try to do my best to not skip comments. Aaj zyada comment hai. And even when I take care to not skip any comments, I will still have to leave a few comments because the live stream time ends and there are like 30 comments left. This is an old problem. I think I understand why people who get a lot of live stream chat skip almost everything and they just randomly look at it, see a comment and just reply to it. I try to scroll literally and find out every single comment and reply to it, but I mostly, it's become difficult these days. शुरू में जब 10 लोग थे तब मैं सारा पढ़ता था. Pepe says, Vimo, irrationality is even an atheist if it is in theists. Please check my comment in ChatGPT. In ChatGPT? In chat, you mean. If it's too long, ask if it is perfectly logical. And if it then, Pepe, this is the last time I'm answering this. You have been saying the same thing in my comments for a few days now. I have tried explaining it in yesterday's live stream. Other people have tried explaining the problem in your argument in writing. Every time someone does so, you just repeat what you said again. It is called sea lioning. If you don't know what that means, please go look it up. SEALIONING. Sea lioning is when someone is given answers, but they keep repeating the question as if the answer was not given. It is a distractionary tactic. Don't do this. I will block you. If you want to talk to me, come on Saturday, get on the call, talk to me face to face. I will be happy to clear your doubts. Surya says, you can engage with comments that you want to. You're not obligated to acknowledge every comment. Yeah, but I feel bad when I miss comments. That is the problem. I try to engage with every single comment, but I am mostly unable to. Satvik says, Yuval Noah Harari had different views. He was like, spirituality is asking questions and religion is accepting whatever is in the books. Yeah, see, another definition. I don't have a huge problem with that definition. When I used to be in the last stages of religion, before I became an atheist, my definition of spirituality was the quest for meaning. So even when I'm opening the dictionary to find the meaning of a word, I'm being spiritual, I guess. But it was a loose definition and I eventually dropped it. Ashutosh Tiwari says, Vimo, what improvement you see in your health after leaving social media? Do you want India youngsters give it to try to leave? I will make a longer episode about this if you guys want. Benefits of leaving social media. Let me know in the comments of this video or in the chat or what problems you face when using social media. And I would love to make a longer video about this. There definitely has been a better impact on my mental health. Arja says, by the way, according to scriptures of different religions, which gods are the most strongest? I think upvote mostly goes to Hinduism as they claim that multiverse is mentioned in Vedas. Yeah, so that's like saying who will win in a fight, Captain America or Iron Man. At the end of the day, whoever is writing the story gets to decide which character wins. If I write a story and I have a bias towards Islam, then I can write a story where Islamic, prophet, etc. wins. If I have a bias towards Christianity, I can write a story where Jesus wins. If I have a Hindu bias, I can write a story where Hindu gods win. It all depends on who's writing the story and what bias they have. Brown Panic says, Are bhai, IIT kaisa chal raha hai aapka? Childhood indoctrination says, Satvik, it is called skepticism, not spirituality. People can use the word spirituality for anything. Yeah. Daniel says, Hi, Daniel. But I suppose we have reached the end of today's episode. We are at the 1 hour 13 minutes mark. This has been Wednesday, 28 June. Thank you for joining, people. I much appreciate it. And I also love that this new format is working out quite well. Oh, by the way, Golu ka comment. Golu says, this is the first comment of this stream because I am first. And then he uses a couple of emojis. See, here's another thing I like about this chat. I can actually see the emojis. But Joyboy says, please, that video of leaving social media is much needed as BJP now using YouTubers as ammunition. But again, people won't leave YouTube. YouTube is not social media. I define social media in somewhat narrow terms. I define social media as something based on feeds, like, scrolling feeds. TikTok is social media. Instagram is social media. Twitter is social media. Facebook is social media. YouTube kind of has that feature, but it is mostly not that because people use it very differently. But anyway, we have gotten to 1 hour 14 minutes. Thank you for joining today's live stream. I will see you next time on Saturday when we will probably be taking calls and we will talk about stuff. Anyone who wishes to call can come on that day, Saturday at 8 p.m. and we will take calls. Before I go, I would just like to remind everyone that if you want to support the live stream, you can do so by clicking the join button below and becoming a member, or you can send a super chat. Well, now you can't send a super chat because the live stream is about to end. What you can do is, if you're watching this video at a later point of time, you can click the super thanks button below and leave a contribution of any amount of your choice. You can also support this show at patreon.com/vimo, V-I-M-O-H. You can also support it by making a one-time contribution on my blog, which is at vimo.stck.me. There is a support button there. Click on it and make a one-time contribution. There is no membership scheme there. It's just any amount of your choice. And if you are listening to this as audio on a podcast platform at a later point of time, thank you for doing so. I would appreciate it if you came to YouTube and listened, because I don't make any money from podcast platforms. And I wish I could, but I don't. So YouTube, please. Thank you. And join us live if you are a listener of only the audio version. Sometimes join us live. And with that, we reach the end of today's episode. Thank you, people. I will see you on Saturday. Bye-bye.